back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on website, Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google stores, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7. A lot of people listen to us on the app. Big audiences in Milwaukee, believe it or not, Chicago, northern Wisconsin, all around this state. And while you're at it, click on Support Devil Radio. That was a link that many of you asked for. Many of you asked for, as you know, there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts, political broadcasts, all the time, every day in this state, attacking democracy, putting out the big lie, putting out Trump's lie, subverting our democracy. The only hard-hitting response to them in the whole state is this radio station. So click on Support Devil Radio, and you'll be glad you did. Well, we're going to stay in Wisconsin. We're going to Eau Claire. It was a shocking headline yesterday. Eau Claire has now shut down half of its wells. Why did Eau Claire shut down half of its wells? Because there is forever chemical contamination in those wells. Under the present standards set by the DNR, you can't, if you're going to drink it for human consumption, you can't have more than 20 parts per trillion of these forever chemicals. You may see them referred to as PFAS, long chemical name. I'm going to call them forever chemicals. That is what they are called. They're carcinogenic. You don't want to drink them, water with them in them. And you also certainly don't want children and infants to drink it. You don't want animals to drink it. They have detected forever chemicals in the carcasses of deer. Marinette County, I think Oconto County. And if they start testing, they're going to see it elsewhere. Now, you may say, well, Eau Claire, well, I have a lot of friends in Eau Claire. It's a great town, but you may say, yawn, you're extremely lazy and sitting back in the sofa and say, well, it's only Eau Claire. Well, first of all, that's wrong. That's our state. They shouldn't have to shut down half their wells. Secondly, how about these other counties where it's in too? La Crosse County, French Island. Okay, does that bother you? How about Marinette County? Okay, how about Peshtigo? Forever chemicals. No. How about Madison, Wisconsin? Yep, Madison, Wisconsin. That firefighting foam out at the airport. It's now in the water system, lakes and streams around Dane County, in Dane County, around Madison. Advisories out on how many fish you can eat from certain rivers and streams. What killed me, it depends on the fish. I don't know, maybe the fatter ones are the ones that can, I mean, some you can only have one fish a week and some one fish a month. I got news for you, I'm not eating any fish where they go, well, this carcinogen's in it, but you can probably swallow a little bit of that. No, I don't think I can. Okay, is Madison not enough for you? How about Milwaukee? Milwaukee is another county with forever chemicals. I'll tell you what, Mitchell Field, biggest airport in the state, international airport. Mitchell Field uses firefighting foam in training. And also, obviously, if you have an airplane coming in and it can't lower its landing gear or that kind of thing. I got to tell you some resolution to this that is so obvious that I am really hesitant to say it. And there's a couple of them. One of them is, how about getting Fred Prehn off the DNR board? Fred Prehn is illegitimate. He's a rogue member. His term expired May 1. He is a Republican. He will block any attempt to improve the standards for forever chemicals. The DNR has proposed lowering it from 20 parts per trillion. The manufacturers don't want that lowered. The guy in Eau Claire, one of the managers in Eau Claire, this is supposed to be good news. He says, well, we're not doing bottled water yet. Oh, really? When they start making people in Eau Claire, it's a big city, frankly, and drink bottled water, hey, I got news for you. At some point, do people go, well, you know, maybe I'm not going to vote Republican this year? They're drinking bottled water in Marinette. They're drinking bottled water in Kewaunee County. I can tell you this, if they start making people in Madison and Milwaukee drink bottled water, that's going to get some folks' attention real quick. What they do is they provide it for free. They bring in these massive truckloads of water and they give you what, a bottle, and you're going to drink it, you know, and you're going to cook with it or not? You're going to cook with tap. Hey, listen, this is not the third world. I've been in places where you can't drink the tap water. In fact, in most places, I wouldn't drink the tap water. I was in Moscow, Russia, and St. Petersburg, Russia, with a delegation from the Justice Department during the thaw in relations in 1997, speaking around the country on things like our constitution and our legal system. They were hungry. The people are hungry to adopt something similar. So Putin and organized crime took it over in the year 2000. They said you'd be flat out crazy to drink tap water in Russia, anywhere in Russia. I lived in Mexico for over a year. I did the half of the second and most of the third grade in Mexico City when I was a little kid. My dad was doing research for his dissertation, professor of Spanish at UWM, many years. And you couldn't drink the tap water down there. We had big gallons. I mean, these guys that deliver it, big plastic jugs, enormous, I don't know how many gallons in it, once a week. And you'd put it in this wooden thing so it's tipped somewhat down. You cook with it. You could bathe in the tap water, but you better not drink it. I don't want that in the United States, and especially in Wisconsin. That's not right. We are the land, you know, Minnesota's the land of 10,000 lakes. I think we have them skunked. We have a lot of lakes, a lot of streams, a lot of rivers. I like to swim. I've gone water skiing on the Chippewa Flowage. I've gone fishing on the Chippewa Flowage. I don't have to be wanting to worry about, well, what is this? I mean, I never caught a muskie. Let me be very blunt about that. I wish I, but whatever I caught, I don't want to be going, all right, here's some sort of a book. I can only have one of these a month. Well, that's kind of weird. I don't want that. Why are we putting up with this? Fred Pren is on there blocking this. He's over. His guy lost the election. His term expired. Relying on something like a 40 or 50 year old case under a different statute that says he can hang on till the new guy is confirmed, new person's confirmed, in this case, a woman. Evers proposed her, and the Senate didn't non-confirm her. They simply won't bring it up for a vote. That was not the intent of that. That was not the intent of that. But at least one judge has upheld Fred Pren blocking any reform on Forever Chemicals. And how about the rest of them? You know, the likely gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans for governor this coming time around is down with the Manufacturers Association. The Republican Party is a captive of their donors and a captive of the Trump lie because they're afraid of Trump going against them, not endorsing them. You are voting for a party. And here I'm not exaggerating. I remember back in the 70s and 80s, I was involved in the Democratic Party. And people in the Republican Party in some areas would say DNR stands for damn near Russia. But that was because the DNR might say, well, you know, you can't discharge this into this lake, or, you know, your peer has to be such and such. And they didn't want any kind of regulation. Well, I'm not kidding at this point. It's gone way beyond that. Forever chemicals are cancer causing and result in your not being able to drink our water. Wetlands. We had special wetlands protection in Wisconsin. The Republicans under Walker threw that out. Special wetlands protection under state law, they threw that out. They permitted deep wells draining the groundwater in central Wisconsin, drying up lakes and rivers and streams. Where are the environmentalists in the Republican Party? There are some. There are some. Well, I got news for you. You vote Republican, you're going to vote for drinking bottled water before you know it. Before you know it, That's what you are going to be doing. Okay, well, you think that this is not possible to translate nationally? Poll just came out. 70% of Republicans who would vote in the Republican primaries say that Trump should run for president in 2024. 70%. 47% said they'd vote for him. 58% of independents said no. 86% of Democrats won't vote for Trump, but 47% of Republicans will. And he skunks the field. In the poll, he gets 47%. Pence, remember Hang Mike Pence? Hang Mike Pence, remember the guy with the gallows there? 13%. DeSantis, 12%. And all the rest of the clowns who say they're going to go for it, Rubio, Cruz, Pompeo, Haley, all less than 7%. And some exceptional clowns like Josh Hawley, under 1%, which is very, very hard to do. It means, in fact, in one poll, he got zero. That's hard to do when 700 or 1,000 people are polled. I suspect he got one or two votes, and they rounded it to zero. But the point is that Trump gets more votes than all of the opponents combined, because something like 10% will say they haven't made up their minds yet. It's very, very possible, the way this is going, that if he keeps this up, he will be the nominee for the Republicans in 2024. It's imperative that you take this seriously. You cannot sit back and think, well, he is such a clown, such a thief, and a crook. He's betrayed us to Putin. Yes, all of that true. All of that true. Kim Jong-un captured an American student named Otto Warmbier from University of Virginia, who stole a sign as a souvenir in the airport and tortured him for a year and sent his tortured body writhing back to the United States. Trump said he loved Kim Jong-un, went to Hanoi to meet with him with the site symbolically of the American defeat in the Vietnam War. It wasn't a defeat. America in all these places, Afghanistan and Vietnam, had a choice between genocide and ending our commitment. A few bombs would eliminate the whole country. So it's not a defeat, but we did the right thing. Did the right thing in terms of not carpet bombing the whole country. And he kissed up to Kim Jong-un. And then he went and met with him in Korea. Guy tortured a University of Virginia student. Never said a peep. Didn't ask him not to. No consequences. A lot of North Koreans should have lost their lives because of that. The hammer should have come down. You don't kidnap an American citizen, torture him for a year, then say you love the guy. He loves Putin, he says. All right, I'm getting carried away. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.